Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless his righteous name. Hallelujah, mighty God, Prince of Peace, King of Kings, the lily of the valley and the bright and the morning star. Father God, where would we be without you? Oh, Father God, we come today confessing every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we want to say thank you for your faithfulness unto us, Father God, even when we are less faithful unto you, when we are not faithful unto you. Oh, Father God, when we mess up, Father God, hallelujah, when we don't know what to do, when we do the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing at the right time, at the wrong time, Father God, when we don't move at the right time. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come, Father God, with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving. And we ask, Father God, that you would forgive us. And we thank you for doing so, Father. We love you. We bless you. We magnify you. We praise you. We glorify you, Father. And we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. Another day that you have made, and we are rejoicing from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name is great. Your name is mighty. Your name is mighty, and your name is great. And we say thank you, and we bless you even right now. So, Father God, we pray your, Father God, anointing, Father God, over the words coming forth out of our mouth, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. That you will anoint our ears to hear, Father, our eyes to see, our spirits to receive, in Jesus' name. And we say thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you for every family. Father, thank you for the Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you, Father God, for Jesus, the precious Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. Thank you for our angels. Thank you that you're our Heavenly Father. Father, we're just grateful for all things. And Father God, we rejoice, Father God, and in all things do we give you thanks and do we give you praise. Father, thank you. We commit this service into your hands that you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified. Satan is already horrified, and Jesus Christ, he is our King, is our Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power both now and forever. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. We do bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen, because his name is worthy to be praised. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda, and we greet each and every one of you on today, and we thank you for being here. Our scripture for this morning, Psalm 62, and we will begin reading in verse number 5. I depend on God alone. I put my hope in him. He alone protects and saves me. He is my defender, and I shall never be defeated. My salvation and honor depend on God. He is my strong protector. He is my shelter. Trust in God at all times, my people. Tell him all your troubles, for he is our refuge. Human beings are all like a puff of breath. Great and small alike are worthless. Put them on the scales, and they weigh nothing. They are lighter than a mere breath. Don't your trust in violence. Don't hope to gain anything by robbery. Even if your riches increase, don't depend on them. More than once, I have heard God say, that power belongs to him and that his love is constant. You yourself, O Lord, reward everyone according to their deeds. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen. Beloved, amen. We just want to encourage you today to let you know that you can depend on God. You can depend on God, beloved. We're living in times when everything is failing around us. Systems are failing us. People are failing us. The internet, the cell phone towers, the politicians, our democracy, our educational system, beloved, even in our own church houses and fellowships, people are failing, people are quitting, people are cheating, people are discouraged to even to the brink of committing suicide. They don't want to go any further. They are afraid. They are in fear. They are in turmoil. They're turning parents against children, children against parents, husbands and wives, beloved. And we it's just breaking down. We see it. We see it as an increasing pace, country against country, threats against threats, nuclear threats, murder, beloved. And it's just, if we focus on everything that is happening around us, beloved, it is hard not to be in fear. It is hard for anyone who does not have their faith rock solid in God and in God's provision and in God's hope, beloved. Fear is inevitable because we're living in dark times. We're living in the worst of times. We're living in the sign of the times. We're living in times where love appears to be diminishing among the brethren, beloved. And instead of love increasing, it is diminishing. Those who were standing tall are not standing anymore. Those who were running in faith, they're not running anymore. And their faith seems to be moving in other things other than those things of God. It appears to be a hopeless time where people are losing hope. And beloved, if we have hope, which is the bedrock of our Christian walk, for the Bible tells us now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So our faith is built on hope. And if there is no hope, there is no faith. And if there is no faith, beloved, there is no way that we can bring pleasure to God. Because the Bible tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. It also tells us in the book of Romans that those who live in the flesh, walk in the flesh, cannot please God. We're living a life that is not pleasing to God, and it is to God that we live. It is to God, amen, that we are to be bringing pleasure. Why? Because he is our Father. He is the God of God. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the one and the only. He is the only one that we will have to give an account to when this life is over. Man has no heaven or hell to put us in, beloved. They can kill the body, but they cannot kill the soul. So the Bible tells us, amen, that we ought to fear no one but God. We ought to have a holy reverence for God, that God is God. God is not your dog, and God is not all these other tags that we want to throw on God. No, God is God. And he ought to be reverenced as such. Glory be to God. And so, beloved, we are encouraged today. We are encouraged, and God wants us to be encouraged, to let us know, amen, that when everything else is failing, when everything else is going down, when other people seem to be quitting, when there's disappointments to the left and to the right, we can depend on God. Hallelujah. We can put our faith in him. We can put our trust in him. Why? Because God is faithful. God is faithful. His faithfulness is not wishy-washy. He doesn't have a wishy-washy. He's not a wishy-washy type of God. Beloved, sometimes, amen, we look at others, and even when we look at ourselves, and we see that our faith walk is wishy-washy. Some days we're up, some days we're down, some days we're in, some days we're out, some days we're forward, some days we don't know, some days we're running, ready to run, some days we're ready to quit, and we go through all these emotional turmoils, but God does not struggle with emotional turmoils. He is not schizophrenic. He is rock solid. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, he is the rock, and he is the solid rock. Glory be to God. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse number 3 says, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. Beloved, there it is. That's the scripture. Hold it to your heart. Repeat it. Meditate it. Rehearse it day and night. This is a promise from God, and God does not, will not, cannot break his promises, because he is not a man and he is not a liar. And so he has given us a promise that he will establish us. See, where we're not, you know, swinging back and forth, but we are established and we can continue to build on that establishment. And he also has promised to guard us against the evil one, Satan, who does not love anybody. He doesn't even love himself. See, he comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. He comes to bring destruction. He comes to steal your joy, steal your peace, steal your health, steal your money, steal your dreams, steal your soul. He's just a thief. Glory be to God. He comes to kill your joy, kill your hope, kill your faith. See, he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy your eternal bliss in heaven. That's what Satan wants you to do. Satan wants you to change your mind. He doesn't want you to confess and profess that Jesus is Lord. He doesn't want you, amen, giving God glory. He doesn't want you worshiping and praising God. See, he wants you to put all your energy in the evil one. He wants you to put all your energy in him, in the flesh, see, in the things that are not of God, that does not glorify God, see. But God has promised to protect us from the evil one, protect us from our enemies. You best believe you have enemies if you know it or not. If God has enemies, and if Jesus has enemies, then, beloved, you have enemies too. Everybody's not your friend. It would be an ideal world. This is what God had hoped for. In the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve was created and placed in that beautiful garden, but they messed it up. They messed it up when they allowed Satan in. They gave him access in. He came in legally. It was high treason, but nevertheless, legally he got in. And this is why Jesus had to come legally to take him out. But God wants you to know, beloved, amen, that we do not have to fear. When we see what's going on around us, it's enough to make you cry. It's enough to make you cry when we see babies being hurt, innocent children being neglected, senior citizens being abused,
honest people are being taken advantage of and their lives snuffed away. It's enough to make you cry. Jesus cried. And beloved, it's enough to make us cry. And some of you are crying right now. Your hearts are heavy. Your hearts are burdened. See, because it's a lot. Because we are concerned about what is going on around us. We have compassion. We have empathy for what's going on around us. But beloved, the Bible to know, glory be to God, that we can still be encouraged. We will keep our eyes lifted up unto the hills from which cometh our help. God wants us to know that he is faithful to guard us. Amen. From bad news, from tears, from sorrow. Glory, that we are unable to be touched by evil, that the curse caused this will not, shall not, cannot come. And this is the word of God, beloved. Glory be to God. And so whatever we focus on, amen, this is the thing that grows. This is the thing that is magnified. And this is why the Bible tells us, oh, magnify the Lord. When you give God your energy, see, and you magnify him, the more you focus on him, the greater he becomes in your life. The greater his presence, the greater his glory, the greater his miracles. Glory be to God. If you focus on the negative, you get more of that. Whatever you focus on increases. And so the Lord is telling us, beloved, let us not overly concerned about what is going on around us, because, beloved, it's going to continue. It's going to continue. Why? Because these are the signs of the times. These are the signs of the times. This is what Jesus said. This is how you will know that you are at the end of time. This is how you will know that I am coming back. Does that mean that we don't pray? No. We still continue to pray. See, because if it was not for the prayers of the saints and God's children, beloved, things would be much worse. You think it's bad now? Let the church stop praying, and you'll find out how bad it really is and how bad it really can be. See, oh, glory be to God. So we continue to pray. We continue to be faithful. We continue to encourage those who are losing hope, those with no faith, those without a fellowship and a relationship with God. We pray for them. We encourage them that they will make a decision to step on over to the right side and be in the right place with God. See, that is our purpose for being here. This is our purpose. God is in need of you, and God is in need of me, because there is a work to be done. And so therefore, we will not be discouraged. We will not be discouraged. Oh, yeah, sometimes we cry. We cry. We cry. And when we get finished crying, we dry our eyes, we blow our nose, and we get up and we keep moving. Glory, yeah, sometimes we get a little discouraged, but we shake it off. Be encouraged. Brother David said, encourage yourself in the Lord. Sometimes you can't find people to encourage you. Not that they don't care about you, but they need encouragement themselves. They looking for encouragement, so they can't encourage you. See? Glory be to God. The truth of the matter is we all need encouragement. But guess what? God is there, and God, hallelujah, is the God of all who will receive, who will come to him in faith. And encouragement can be found in God. And so, beloved, we want to encourage you today. Don't give up. Don't give up. We know sometimes Brother Job said this, so even if he slay me, yet will I trust in him. You got to know that God cares. You got to know that God is carrying you. You got to know that God is making a way out of no way. He's already setting up the stage for your next season. See? And we wonder sometimes, where is God? Why is God so silent? Why is he so quiet? That's because he's behind the scenes working, amen, setting up the stage for your next season. Because it's going to be bigger. It's going to be better. It's going to be more glorious, beloved. And it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with your credit report. It has nothing to do with how much money or how much money you don't have or where you live, where you drive, who you're married to, if you're married or not. Doesn't make a difference. Your ethnicity doesn't make a difference. Your gender. God, that doesn't mean anything to God. God knew who you were when he created you. He's your creator. He knew what he was doing. He knows who you are. He knows where you're at. He knows where you want to be, and he knows where you're going to be. Beloved, just keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Glory be to God. Don't make a deal with the devil. Don't cut a deal with the devil. Don't compromise. Don't know in sin. Don't give up. Don't turn your back on God. Don't quit. He says, be not weary in well-doing. For in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. Because if you faint, you lose. Winners never quit and quitters never win. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Why? Because you can depend on God. You can depend on him. He's faithful. He's faithful. A faithful person always, amen, shows up right in the nick of time. Maybe not when you wanted it to happen. Maybe not the way you wanted it to happen. But nevertheless, it did happen, and it did happen on time. Glory be to God. And when God doesn't show up, that's because he got something better for you. When he closes one door, glory be to God, that's because another door is open. And he's trying to get you to turn and see. Look in God's direction to see that there's a bigger door. There's a better door. There's a brighter door. There's a richer door. There's a more healthier door. For you, times we are weeping over the old instead of opening our eyes to embrace the new. Glory be to God. You can depend on God. Hallelujah. Accept whatever God allows because he's in your best interest today and yesterday, tomorrow and forever. Titus chapter 3, verse 22 says this. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your every morning, new mercies. We didn't even extinguish all of yesterday's mercies. God don't move on leftovers. He give it to you fresh every morning, a clean page every morning, new mercies, new grace, new provisions every morning. He always makes a way out of no way. Beloved, we just have to open our eyes and look at God. Stop looking at your circumstances. Stop looking at CNN. Stop looking at your bank account. Stop looking at your doctor's report. We're looking at the wrong thing and the wrong person. Look at God. His mercies. His love. Sometimes we get so stuck in yesterday that we refuse to embrace today. The Lord is saying embrace today. It's new. Yesterday is over. It might have been good. It might have been sad. It might have been painful. But it's over. Whatever it was, yesterday is over. You cannot change the time that you got out of bed on yesterday. You can't change the time you got out of bed today. It can't be changed. It's over. Grab hold of the reality that yesterday is gone. Glory be to God. But God said, you got right now, new mercies right now, new mercies today, this moment. Open your eyes and embrace it. You can't drive your car looking out of your rear view mirror. Your front windshield is much greater, is much bigger, is much brighter. God wants us to look forward. Look up, look forward. And start making investments on something that is soundproof. Start making your investments on something that is guaranteed. Start making investments on something that is eternal. God said he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He's faithful. You can depend on God. Can we depend on anything on this earth? No. Can we depend on any particular people? No. No. They may have the best of intentions, but they're human. They may have the best of intentions, but they're fallible. They may have the best of intentions, but they might change their mind. Depend on God. Put your trust in man. Trust not the arms of flesh. Why? Because they're human like you human. They messed up like you mess up. They make mistakes like you make mistakes. They bring disappointment and they get disappointed. God will never disappoint you. I'm encouraging you today, amen, to turn and start putting your emphasis and your attention and your focus in a God whose love never changes, whose agenda never changes, whose love never runs out on you. You can depend on God. You can put your head on a chopping block. If God said it, not only will he do it, if God said it, beloved, it is already done. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Turn to Jesus. If I'm talking to you today and you have never received Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins, if you're trying to do this thing based on your education, based on your intellect, based on the books that you're reading or whatever else you're trying to base it on, based on your good works, it'll never work. You must be born again. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and inquired. Nicodemus couldn't figure this thing out. He said, can I enter again back into my mother's womb? He said, no, you can't go back up into your mother's womb, because that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. You must be born again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. If a man will believe in his heart and confess with his mouth the Lord Jesus, he shall be saved. I want to invite each and every one of you today who have never, ever, ever done a prayer of repentance and repeat after me this simple and short prayer. Say it from your heart. Mean it from your heart. Let the words come out of your mouth. Let your heart be open. Jesus don't need a lot of room. He just need room to come in and rule as your God, your Lord, and your Savior. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I need you. I thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. I admit I am a sinner and I need salvation. I receive you right now. Father, I believe on your Son and the sacrifice that you made for me to forgive me of my sins and to take me to heaven when I die, and make me the kind of person that you want me to be. God, help me to pursue you in my life from this point on, until I see you face to face. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. And if you repeated that prayer, guess what? You were born again. The angels in heaven are rejoicing, and so are we. It's the greatest miracle in the universe, where God actually swipes you out of the kingdom of darkness and adopts you into his royal kingdom. Somebody say, praise the Lord and hallelujah. Now, Your salvation is not the end all, it's the beginning. You are born again. So now, glory be to God, you rejoice in your salvation, and now you must grow. You must mature. Glory be to God. And this is why God has established the fivefold ministry. He has given us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, see, to help mature you. So now you need to be sitting under a spiritual leader, one that speaks, preaching sound doctrine, see. So you pray and ask God to show you. In the meantime, just stay right here with us at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministry. You ain't got to go nowhere because there's no time and distance in the spirit. We don't have to be in the same physical building because sometimes you're in the same physical building, but your spirits are divided. See, it's that spiritual place. Amen. This is why God said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. And you want to be a follower of Christ, a disciple of Christ. That's what defines you as a true Christian. Welcome to the family of God. We receive you. Reach out to us here at the Life Word Jesus. Amen. And let us know that you gave your life to Christ. We want to pray for you, pray with you. We want to send you out some materials to help you to grow into your full salvation. Our website is lifewordjesus.org. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. Our email is lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Amen and amen. And we bless the Lord. For the others of you, amen. And for those, to all of you, amen. Glory be to God. If you desire to sow, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, beloved. To manifest, amen, God's promises, amen. Hallelujah. You have to move in faith. Amen. And when you sow your seed and you're moving in faith and God promises, amen, to reward the giver. Amen. Glory be to God. If you desire to sow into the rich soil of this ministry, here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, amen, you can utilize any of those addresses, amen, the website, amen, or if you desire to do Cash App, it's $LifeWordJesus, and we thank God for you, and we thank God for you, and we thank God for you, amen, and we bless the Lord. This concludes our services on today. Amen. We want to thank each and every one of you for being here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Go forth. Amen. With renewed conviction. Amen. That God is faithful. God is faithful. And you can depend on him. Just know that. Just know that. He'll never break your heart. He'll never break your heart. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Will you do that today? Amen. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer, this service, Father God, by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is. And our soul says, amen. Amen and amen. God bless each and every one. Amen. Have a good day. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Amen.
Yo, MVP!
Never known you to fail. You remain the same and wonderful is your name. All of my life I've never known you to fail. You remain the same and wonderful is your name. Oh.
All of my life I've never known you to fail.
You remain the same. Wonderful is.
You remain the same.
You remain the same.
Same.
And
same.
Wonderful.
Oh!